SBS
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 SBS Radio.
I started martial arts at the age of 13. I'm now 23, so that means I've done it for 10 years. And I got inspired to start martial arts from Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is my inspiration in life. And through learning martial arts, I've learned many good qualities in life that I can apply to life as well, such as being more confident, learning how to defend myself, applying many skills that I learned in the martial arts to my own personal life as well. For example, balance. We learn in martial arts how to become a balanced martial artist, and how you can apply that to real life is in everyday life, you cannot just work 24/7. You have to balance work with family, with exercise, with spending time with your friends.
So for martial arts, for those who don't know, it's more than a sport, more than exercise. Can you tell us the spiritual part of it and how does it help an individual to become more confident and gain many more skills than just the physical ones?
Now, what martial art basically means is to defend yourself. And as long as you learn any style, whether that be boxing, karate, kung fu, any of those styles is fine. But if you truly want to defend yourself, you must learn more than one style. For example, if you just learn boxing, it's good. But what happens when someone takes you to the ground? You won't be able to defend yourself. So by learning many styles, such as how to use your hands, how to use your legs, what to do on the ground, what to do with weapons, that way you're able to truly defend yourself. And martial arts today, to be honest, it's lost that spiritualness. What I mean is, if you go to clubs today, any school, 9 times out of 10, you won't find that spiritual, that essence of humility, compassion, teamwork. It's all about who wants to become the best. There's no unity. So that's what I'm doing. The reason why I started my business was to teach people the old ways of the martial arts. Sure, people will learn how to defend themselves really well because I'll be teaching them many styles. However, people will also learn to become respectful. They'll also learn how to become fit, healthy. Most importantly is health. That's what martial arts is, you know, that's what it means, to defend yourself and to live your life to the best way you can.
So for a young person to learn martial art, what would be the difference for, let's say, for example, for someone who's younger than 13 or a child compared to an adult? Does it make a difference? Is it harder to learn when you're older?
When it comes to martial arts, age is not a problem. Because I myself, I teach children who are as young as 5 years old up until people who are elderly. So the age doesn't really matter. What matters is your commitment. So if you're not committed, then it'll interrupt your training. As for kids, kids today, as anyone might have seen, that they don't go spend time outside as they used to. They're not as respectful as they once were. So what the martial art does is it'll help them become more confident. It'll help them become more respectful, more disciplined. Help them listen to their parents more. Help them to avoid danger off the streets. So it'll teach them many good qualities. And it's also better when they have a good role model to follow. I personally have never drank, never smoked, never done any drugs. And that's just who I am. But I feel, though, as if many kids, many people, many adults, they look up to me because I'm a good role model for them. And as for people who are older, as for adults, elderly people, it doesn't make a difference.
So what do people expect to learn and how long will it take to gain those skills or those primary skills about martial arts?
In all honesty, it depends up to the individual. Some people, let's just say you compare a 20-year-old to a 5-year-old. The 5-year-old can pick up martial arts faster than the 20-year-old, for example. And vice versa, it can be the other way around. It all depends on the individual. Some people are just, they naturally pick it up faster. But what matters more is not about how hard you train, how long you train. It's about your consistency. So as long as you maintain your work and you develop a good routine, a good foundation, you'll achieve your results.
And how many times a week, let's say, is it necessary to train or work on your martial arts skills to be able to stay consistent?
So like with anything in life, if you don't practice it well enough, then you won't become good in it. So what I always say is you're as good as how many times you practice. So if you practice martial arts once a week, that's fine, as long as you're doing something. But if you really want to be able to apply it in a real-life situation where someone just catches you off guard, someone pulls your bag, you know, you have to defend yourself. You won't be able to if you just practice once a week. You need to practice that many times that it just becomes reactive. act without thinking. That's the goal.
And how many different ways or types of martial arts are there? There are many, I assume, but which one is the most popular, let's say, or is mixing it up the best option?
So there are many styles of martial arts, and you know, martial arts has derived back from thousands of years ago, and every country, almost every country, has their unique own style of martial arts. And there are many forms. There is kung fu, karate, taekwondo, boxing. It just depends on what you're looking for. But ultimately, there is no one style that is better than the other. Every style has their own good and bad. For example, like I said before, boxing is very good for hands and how to block with hands. And if you want to learn kicks, Muay Thai is a very good art. If you want to learn something on the ground, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is very good as well. But the goal is to combine all these arts and pick what moves suit you, what moves don't suit you, because we're all different in our own way, in our own respectful way. So by doing that, you're able to express yourself as a martial artist and as a human being, and that way you can defend yourself any way, shape or form.
So for an average person who has never done martial arts before and they want to start today, how do they start? Where's the beginning? Which style would it be?
When I teach a class, for me personally, the best thing to do is to just get people to get comfortable and teach, you know, teach them just basic stuff, such as some self-defense drills, some boxing, kickboxing, not so much the very advanced moves that you see in Taekwondo or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, not straight away. And as people progress, they will get ready and they will build a foundation that will prepare them for the more advanced moves. The goal is to just make the person comfortable, feel comfortable, not pressured. And then once they're ready, then as the teacher, you will know when to, you know, teach them the next set of moves. And then it just goes on like a cycle.
And now you have recently started your own business as an instructor. Can you tell us a little bit about this new business of yours?
I've been teaching for the past year, but recently, from the beginning of 2017, I started indoor group classes for martial arts and for fitness and for health. And I'm offering classes for kids and adults. And my classes are open to anyone who is willing to learn, whether you're a child, a parent, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what background you have, whether you've had a difficult life or you've had a good life. My classes are open to anyone who's willing to develop themselves for the better. Martial arts does not teach you violence. It teaches you how to avoid violence. Through the martial arts, we learn how to stay calm in life, how to defend ourselves, how to control our emotions, and most importantly, how to stay in the present moment.
So, Rejan, what is your hope to achieve in the future in general through martial arts?
Well, Reza Khan, when I first started martial arts at the age of 13, I knew what I wanted to instantly do in the future, which would be to become a teacher for martial arts, which I'm currently doing. So I'm very proud of myself for doing that. But my next goal in life is to one day make and star in my own martial arts films to represent Kurdish people, to give them an identity to the whole world, just as how Bruce Lee did to the Chinese people.
Thank you, Rejan Tofik, for your time here with SBS Radio, and we wish you all the best.
Zor spas bo to, Reza Khan, wo spas bo radui kudi SBS, ka am katakan bo rakhsandam.
Komal gai khot, wo tu eji khot, SBS Kurdi.